When looking at the Declaration of Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics, 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deist, which evidence does not support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist Congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is Morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this statue is none other than Education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than Law. Law is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and Mercy, And of course, we have none other on this statue than Liberty. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. We have Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Again, you understand perfectly. That is, if you take the time to read it for yourselves. Now, folks, without further ado, I just want to kind of jump into this because no one is being held accountable concerning what's going on here. They have the people distracted. They're all blaming each other concerning the unconstitutional parties. The Democrats did this and the Republicans did that. But again, friends, I think the American people are starting to wake up to the fact that the American people are the ones that are attacked, and they see them not prosecuting or holding each other accountable, where it gets to the point where the people have had enough. I'll highlight that here in just a moment. Before we do, I wanted to give you a heads up as well, friends. On June 28th, this weekend, we're going to be at the Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event, which is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado. I do want to let you know that if the weather turns foul on us, we do have a place to go. And again, we're just excited to see you all out there. Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th, 2025. Now, I want to show you something really quickly because this just happened yesterday. You guys all remember how I was, you know, I continuously reiterate the point that the mainstream media is driving everything one direction. And if you're going the other direction, you're censored or suppressed. You know, and if the Lord has us on this one topic, I think it's important that we stay on this topic. But in passing, I just kind of wanted to give it to you really quick. Yesterday, I was highlighting the crimes of the current administration for unconstitutionally attacking another Middle Eastern country that they predicted over 24 years ago that they were going to attack, namely Iran in this particular situation, said none other than General Wesley Clark. Now, as I was making reference to the Constitution, which you never hear any talk show host talk about for the most part, because it brings about resolve if the people understand that they're the law and they're supposed to uphold the law unto judgment, right? Deuteronomy 4:6. But if not, then I guess they're just going to keep going in this big circle because some reason or another, the American people love going around that mountain every cycle. But the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because I had highlighted the fact that it tells us in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, that any president, not just the current administration, which in fact they're all doing the same thing because they're all working for the same people, they all have handlers. Yesterday when I was talking about that and highlighting the crimes concerning what your government is doing by unlawfully and unconstitutionally, in other words, criminally stealing your tax dollars to go to war with anybody that they want to go to war with without the delegation of the American people, that's what I was highlighting. Interestingly enough, the video just stopped during the third segment for no reason. And I want you to see this on social media platforms. And if you don't see it, just to show you, because I know a lot of people are under the delusion that somehow or another that mainstream media is not censoring anymore. Oh, yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, criminal Barack Obama is calling for more censorship as he is the one out there talking about the propaganda that's being spewed so nobody knows what the truth is. Well, you're always going to know the truth if you know the Word of God and if you read the Constitution. Just like I always tell my boys, folks, how do you tell? I ask my boys, how do you tell if a stick is crooked? Lay a straight one next to it. If you lay a straight stick next to a crooked one, you're always going to see its deviation. Hence, the importance of understanding the Bible and the Constitution. Well, they don't want you to have that information. So what they did yesterday, Facebook once again outdid themselves, criminally violating the First Amendment. They decided to go ahead and shut the show off 3/4 of the way. Now, this is one of many outlets that we have. But it goes to prove the point once again, friends, that if you're not going the same direction that they are, they will censor you illegally and unlawfully, which means illegally, right? You can see here, friends, it shows my video being shut off and it says, your video is blocked and can't be viewed by others. I want you to understand, this is aimed at you, Americans. You're going to see a lot more of this when you see everybody talk in the same direction that the mainstream media is talking. You better understand that that is the wrong direction for anybody to go. And we have seen throughout history over and over again where it's been the one, the two, the small portion that have stood up against the masses that were in fact right. Well, the mass majority were completely wrong. Well, they mean to keep pushing that narrative, friends. Micah 6:16. And again, if you don't go along with it, friends, what they want to do is they will shut you down unlawfully. Now, we also understand that there's a gazillion, literally a gazillion, friends, if there is such a word, concerning the lawsuits coming down on these big tech companies. You do understand that the courts are protecting big tech companies in this fascist state, Isaiah 28 verse 18, concerning their crimes of censorship, because they are. They're not bringing forth justice, friends. They're not condemning these big tech companies. The only thing you get to see concerning the topic in which we're talking about, again, because it applies, no one is being held accountable and everybody's blaming everybody else. But even when you spend $250,000 to take big tech companies to court for their illegal censorship, what's happening? The criminal activist judges, the black robe tyrants, are doing nothing but blocking things up. The only ones that are profiting right now, friends, are the big tech companies, corruption in governments, and the attorneys, because there's no skin in the game, right? Yeah, that's right. Listen carefully to what Ben Franklin said. He said, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. If you forget that, you're done. He said, they prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. It produces excellent writers and encourages men of fine genius. We have to get back to it, folks. We have to get back to it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations.
I'll read that again in a moment, friends.
Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, again, I had somebody, I don't know where this came from, but they said it basically they can do this to you. This is all aimed at us. Well, at least we got somebody thinking about this, because wherever they're censoring us, you better understand that that is aimed at you, because we're willing to tell you what it is they don't want you to hear. And bringing up the Constitution of the United States of America, which, by the way, when Donald Trump went ahead and took it upon himself and assuming authority that was never given to him to go ahead and attack another Middle Eastern nation, well, he did it without congressional consent. And that means he just overrode the voice of the people. He didn't care what you had to say about the matter. Not at all. Yet 90% of the people in the country didn't want war, but he took it upon himself to do it anyways. And of course, on the other side, here comes Donald bragging about himself, saying, nobody does it better than I do. I mean, really, people? You really can't make this kind of stuff up. But I got censored for making a reference to the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, where it tells us that war is only called forth by none other than Congress. That's the voice of the people. He doesn't have the authority to do that. Neither did the preceding criminal administration, nor the one before that, nor the one before that, nor the one before that. Folks, do you not understand what Edmund Burke meant when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with? It's exactly what's happening. And it's funny how people just get behind this scoundrel, regardless if it's constitutional or not. What they'll do is they'll sit there and try to browbeat you, which I'm humored, because what they don't realize is they got a shovel in their hand digging the hole that we're all going to fall in if they don't wake up to the nonsense that they're promoting. So anyways, with that, I wanted to go ahead and share this with you really quick. Somebody had just brought this up to me, and I noticed it as well. And I thought it was actually pertinent to the conversation that we're having right now about how many people are starting to finally wake up to what's going on. So they can go ahead and censor for as long as they can. That is until the people have had enough of their illegal censorship. But the fact of the matter is, that's all they're doing is waking up more people. We like to say here, friends, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Well, guess what? That's exactly what's happening. Listen carefully.
Think about it. We are at war with Iran right now. The United States of America is. Donald Trump has betrayed MAGA, betrayed America first. He has made the most disastrous decision to lead America into another war. But Donald Trump telling him to come back to the negotiating table now is a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, what a impotent leader to be sitting there talking about coming back to the negotiating table. It's like sitting after Pearl Harbor and telling FDR, now's the time to go negotiate with the Japanese. Yeah, right. Negotiations are over now. The time for negotiations was before this. And so, yeah, Donald Trump, listen, man, I supported him this last year. I apologize for doing so. It was a bad calculation. At the time, it seemed like the right one. But he should be impeached and removed for this one.
Wow.
Okay, so you get the point, friends. He should be impeached and removed for this one. Well, he should. I mean, it was a criminal offense. But again, if the American people don't want to go ahead and listen to any of this stuff, then they don't have to listen to any of this stuff, but they're going to listen to the recompense, and you can rest assured it's not a Bradley Dean threat. It's a scriptural threat. You're going to receive recompense for what you tolerate. That's the importance of understanding the truth that you stand on, or the rock that you declare that you stand on. You better be on the right side of the fence, friends. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln, that tyrant, that rightly said, it's not my concern that I'm on the Lord's side, it's my concern that he's on my side. That's exactly right. And I just want to say to all the powers that are tolerated by the American people, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you cannot fool the Lord at any time. When is it that you people are going to understand that the church of Jesus Christ, again, the church of Jesus Christ is the anvil. You're merely a hammer that's replaced time and time again throughout the centuries. But again, if you don't want to learn now, I'll tell you what, you're talking about a long eternity that you failed to repent of concerning the God of Israel by violating his moral law, Acts 20, verse 21, that you're going to be spending the bed in hell that you yourself made. And that is not a joke. Read Luke 16. Talk about the rich man who thought he was above everybody else until he got there. And isn't it interesting that he said, hey, Lord, Lord, he called him Father Abraham. Father Abraham, will you just get some water and dip my parched tongue with that water? And it's also interesting how he tried to, after the fact that he was in hell, it was too late now, which is the consequence of unrepented sin. All of a sudden, he wants to start getting real about what the Lord is trying to warn him about. But he didn't listen until after the fact. He said, Lord, I want you to go to my brother's house, my five brothers, and I want you to warn them of this place and that it's real. And Jesus, the Lord said, he said, listen, there's a gulf fixed between the two of you, and there's nobody that's going to do that. If they don't listen carefully, if they don't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You better put that into perspective, friends. You better put that into perspective. The Bible tells us, knowing the wrath of God, knowing the wrath of God, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Nope, Don't want to hear none of that. Nope, I know you don't. You're going headlong into hell, and you want to bring as many people with you as you possibly can. Well, I'm here to stand in the way and say, absolutely not. I'm doing my job. Your blood is off my hands. If you fail to listen, it's on you, not on me. I want to show you this one more time in closing. This is what Facebook did yesterday when I was making reference to the Constitution concerning the crimes of the current administration. They completely blocked the video three quarters of the way through. They stopped it. And I was just giving you quotes from our forefathers who knew more than any of us concerning what a tyrant is and how they respond characteristically. He said, Ben Franklin did, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together. Let me say it again. Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. You lose that, they can do what they want to do. They prosper and die together, said Ben Franklin. And it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. It produces excellent writers and encourages men of fine genius. Why would the government want to suppress free speech? Because it's the speech that keeps you free if you take heed to it. What about George Washington? Finally, he said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Like sheep to the slaughter. Doesn't anybody remember World War II? Doesn't anybody remember what Adolf Hitler did? It was just that. People were afraid to even say anything anymore in case they were imprisoned or murdered by his regime concerning the words that came out of their mouth. The word words, by the way, means carriers. And it's interesting that the Bible tells us that we're ensnared by the words of our mouths and how there's life in their death, in the power of tongue. Well, folks, holding to the law and judgment of God concerning what's going on and equating that in parallel to none other than Charles D. Montesquieu when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We better speak according to the law and judgment concerning what's going on so we don't become or succumb to what we've seen back in the 1940s concerning people that were afraid to speak out. Folks, not on my watch, in Jesus' name. Not on my watch, in Jesus' name. And furthermore, Scripture tells us in the book of Micah that the Spirit of the Lord will not be straitened. Anybody know what that means? That means the Lord will not be shut up. That means the Lord will not be shut up. And that's what history teaches us. He always wins throughout the history of mankind. I wanted to show you one more thing. And what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of sew this together when we come back on the other side. Before we get to this, I want to show you a bunch of leaflets that were found during a protest, only to go back and solidify much of the information that I've given you in the past, that it's all bought and paid for, that these paid provocateurs are in fact paid, they're bussed into cities, and then they're coached as to what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it every step of the way. And in the meantime, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to how no one is being held accountable. Another grilling by another said representative concerning the treasonous acts of Hochul and none other than Pritzker and none other than Tim Walz, and that's all they're asked to do by the said representatives, the good guys, the said Republicans, right, are asking them to do is to merely apologize for their acts of treason, and they even got your eyes fixed off of that. Sounds like Adam and Eve, doesn't it? It was like when Adam and Eve came about and the woman was brought about by the Lord, taken from a rib, and all of a sudden they were told not to eat of the tree of good and evil, knowledge and evil. And in the process, I'll get to this in a moment, but isn't it interesting how Adam blames the Lord for the woman and then the woman blames the serpent and nobody wanted to take responsibility? Yeah, that all sounds familiar. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. That was my little brief introduction. Yeah, really. 281-845-4704. Now, I'm going to show you something, and you're going to hear something here in just a moment concerning audio listeners out there. And I want you to first go back to the beginning of time, because when you look in the biblical narrative of the fall, which is found in Genesis 3:12, Adam does indeed shift blame for his transgression, stating to the Lord, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." Okay? Now, while he acknowledges his action of eating the fruit, he couches it in terms that imply a degree of responsibility, both Eve's part, she gave me, and God's part, whom you gave me. In other words, Adam was doing everything but what he should be doing. And what should he have been doing? He should have been taking responsibility. Do you think? Right? Doesn't the Bible tell us in Numbers 32, 23 that your sin will find you out? This is one of the things that I constantly do on this show is play the mirror by giving you God's moral law. It tells us in Romans 3, 20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Okay? Folks, I want to say this. I know that you've been taught by the corrupt politicians throughout the United States for a long time that when somebody commits a crime, let's just use a gun for example. They like to blame the guns rather than the person that pulled the trigger committing the murder in the first place. You're not going to get away from that, okay? So it's the same thing on so many different fronts, but what we see in this country right now is, going back to make my point, we see politicians doing that as well. They're blaming everybody but themselves. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully because I brought it up right during the end of the last segment. The tree of good and the knowledge of good and evil is a significant element in the biblical story of Adam and Eve because it represents a test of obedience for the first humans who were forbidden to eat its fruit with the consequence of sin. Well, it's not just in the Old Testament, friends. We can see that the end of sin is death, which is found in Romans 6:23. It also talks about it in James chapter 1. But again, what do we see politicians do all day long? They blame everybody but themselves for the crimes that they're guilty of. And then we see their worshipers and their idolaters, those that follow along and just allow them to do whatever they want to do. Well, they've learned the same vernacular. Let's just go ahead and blame the other party rather than blaming the fact of the matter that he is holding a guilt all over himself for committing the crime in the first place. I'll let the video do its talking. You'll get the point, and I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is a representative that is going back to none other than Governor Tim Walz, who is installed by the CIA. Again, he is a communist. We know this is a fact. He's also the guy that wants to bring in 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state of Minnesota so they can continuously colonize throughout the United States of America. It's not just Minnesota. This is also the guy that takes pictures with little boys growing hair like little girls. And he's also signed on to legislative act that gives the state somehow or another power. Again, assuming authority that's never been given to him, assuming authority to go ahead and steal the kid away if he wants to be a little girl or if the little girl wants to be a little boy, when in fact the state has no children. But again, if you didn't know the difference, right, I don't want to get too far off track. Let's go ahead and listen to this interaction because this is nothing more than a dog and a pony show. And if you'd like to, after the video, go ahead and call and correct me, I would love to hear that. I really, truly would. 281-845-4704.
Is it the responsibility of ICE to actually deport illegal aliens in the United States who are here? Isn't that their responsibility?
Yes. Okay, so I want to ask you something, right? So the representative is allegedly grilling Tim Walz with a question. So what they're talking about is the representative is saying, is not ICE doing their job? What I want you to contemplate here, friends, just to show you, and why I titled the show what I titled the show today, no one wants to take responsibility. Isn't he questioning Governor Tim Walz as one that committed the act of treason by alluring the illegals into the state, giving them benefits, giving them driver's license, giving them free schooling, and the list goes on? So why is it that the said representative is not bringing up Article 3, Section 3 and saying to Tim Walz, the said governor here that's being grilled by the good guy, right? Why is it that you are, in fact, are guilty of treason by committing these acts? Is this what he's saying to him? Or what is he doing? Is he playing the stooge here by saying, you know what, we heard what you said about ICE and that it's the version of Gestapo under Donald Trump. Do you see how they got everybody distracted from the crimes of Tim Walz here? From the crimes of installed Hochul, Governor Hochul from New York, or DeWine from Ohio, or Whitmer in Michigan, or Pritzker in Illinois? How come nobody's talking about the crime of treason? No. They're just merely asking the said governors to go ahead and apologize for what they said about ICE. Wait a second. If you cut the tree down and laying the axe to the root of the tree, you're not going to have to worry about what they said about ICE because you're not going to have to use that ever again because you just dealt with the problem. You're dealing with the branch on the tree that is a part of the problem. If you drop the tree, everything else goes with it. Furthermore, if you look at ICE for what it is, it's another unconstitutional agency. I don't care if you say to me, Bradley, yeah, but look what they're being used for. Wait a second. You know all of these little acronyms that are being thrown on you, like the IRS and the ATF and the CIA and the FBI? They're all unconstitutional agencies, and it would probably do yourself a service and your family and your posterity because you're not going to be here for much longer, some of you older folks, but you'd probably be doing everybody a favor if you would ask the question, why is the federal government stealing our money and arming over 87 of these unconstitutional agencies against we the people in this country? When you have a militia, me and you, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. But here, let me go ahead. I'm going to rewind this, and I'm going to play the duration of it so you can get the gist of it. Okay? Just think about what I just told you.
ICE agents under the orders of President Trump are a modern-day Gestapo.
See, they offended Trump, not the American people.
Do you realize how disgusting a phrase that is, considering the history of Nazi Germany? Would you like to recant that statement?
What I said, Congressman, and I have a long history of supporting law enforcement, I said President Trump was using
just the exact opposite. I just want to tell you there, Tim Walz is hated. And this is, go ahead and take consensus. But the police commissioner denounced him for governor. Same thing with Keith Ellison, who's another CIA-installed little clown. And the joke is on you and me for tolerating it. But see, what he says, he tells the people what they want to hear. I have a long history of supporting the police. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on in Minneapolis, how they broke down the police department? I just want to, in how crime is skyrocketing. So again, what he says and what he's done and what he's saying are, again, two different stories. Matthew 7, 16 through 20.
Gestapo, not identifying who you are, coming up in unmarked vans, taking people away and giving...
Is it the responsibility of ICE to actually deport illegal aliens in the United States who are here? Isn't that their responsibility?
Yes, it is, Congressman.
Okay, so he's saying, isn't this the responsibility of ICE to take away all of those illegals and deport them? Wait a second. If you got social media platforms rolling right now, who's right in front of you? Who's the one that allured them in the first place? Is anybody seeing how everybody's blaming everybody else except, and I'm talking about the right-left paradigm, which they continuously play off of each other? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that he's the one that allured them in the country into the first place? Yes, I am. Nobody else is paying attention to that. Nope, they got you off on ICE. Because of something treasonous Governor Tim Walz said about ICE. And it always goes back to defending Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not the law. He is the point man representative under the law and under the lawgiver. Again, what do we have going on here, friends? Everybody blaming everybody else, and I'm talking about those in the seats of government, will the American people lose? I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. All of what you're seeing right now, them using ICE to go ahead and deport all of these illegals, I'm here to tell you, mark my words, here, Tuesday, June 24th at 2:43, it's aimed at the American people that are impeding the way of the global order. Because if it wasn't, then why did they allure them into the country in the first place? Let's listen to the rest of this little dog and pony show.
That the Constitution is not an inconvenience.
The Constitution, guys, this guy has been trampling the Constitution since the day he got here in the state of Minnesota. Again, he's from Nebraska. He's a known pedophile. It's not about the Constitution. That's all they do is make reference to it because they know that most of you don't even have a clue as to what it says. But he makes reference to it because he wants you to believe, or at least he wants you to believe the devil this time when he tells you the truth, right? This is what he's doing here. He has never followed the rule of the Constitution since day one that he's been in office, friends, like so many other governors in the United States of America.
But he said an inconvenience. He have a responsibility to deport illegal aliens. And the president is going through that process right now.
Yeah, due process is exactly right. But again, friends, they have you through smoke and mirrors and these little games that they play. They have your eyes fixed on Donald Trump getting an apology because of what a treasonous governor who allured the illegals into the country had to say about him and his little Gestapo. That's what Tim Walz said. Okay, so that's why they're demanding an apology here. I can't even make it up. It's just so blatantly obvious. It goes back to Adam and Eve. Adam blaming the Lord for Eve. And what does Eve do? She blames the devil. I mean, again, you can't make it up. You really, really can't. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Okay, so with that, so the Lord says the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a significant element of the biblical story, and it represents a test of obedience, right? So what we have here is we have everybody blaming everybody else for the choices that we made, and they want the American people to be so desensitized that they don't even realize that what's happening right now is nothing but smoke and mirrors through their little dog and pony show. Being committed against you, Ephesians 4:14, by the clowns in the circus of politics. I mean, everybody is guilty except them that are guilty, Americans. Wow. And somehow or another, the people think it's just going to go away. The only thing going away right now are your freedoms because you're failing to fight for your God-given rights. You know, what's interesting is I have it in front of me right now, and I thought about this at the offset of the show today. Isn't it interesting that the Lord told us that, you know, we're supposed to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Isn't it interesting that he begins to tell us that we're supposed to have the loins girt about with truth? We're to have on the breastplate of righteousness. Notice the military metaphors here. Yeah. You notice it tells us to stand, therefore, again, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And that we're supposed to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is a cop? He's a peace officer. What does the police officer do? He enforces the law. And if he has to bring judgment, he will. He delivers you up to the judge, right? Yep. Boy, that sounds pretty biblical, doesn't it? It's also interesting how it talks about how we're supposed to take the shield of faith, right? And how we're supposed to have on the helmet of salvation. And we're supposed to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But somehow professors just don't understand what that means. Well, you say, Bradley, you're being sarcastic. No, I'm not. Everything about the Christian walk, friends, is laid out in those terms. Good soldiers, enduring as good soldiers. The armor of God, which, by the way, is for the front, not the back. Ah, gosh. You guys all know that the Republic of countries has fallen because the people failed to obey the law of that republic. We are a republic, Article 4, Section 4. And you know why republics are destroyed? Because the people don't hold their said representatives accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of. All eyes off the governors that allured the illegals in. Let's get them off on something else. Let's confuse the people. Well, in every given case, friends, because the Lord tells us that he's not the author of confusion, right? 14:33, 1 Corinthians. It's interesting that confusion comes about upon any people individually and corporately concerning those that have left off their God. Daniel 9:7. Read it when you get a moment. So I think, again, I just so I can end this portion because I want to bring you to another point before the end of the show. I just want you all to understand that the message to all of us as individuals is repent, because we're all guilty as hell for sinning before God. And then on that final day, that we're all going to, regardless of what you think you know, more so than the word of God, we're all going to, because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, we are going to answer before the Lord for the things that we have done and for the things that we haven't done. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, verse 8. Going back to Hebrews 9:27, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And the only way that you're going to be or to pass judgment is when you're found in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, putting on the robes of Christ and taking his righteousness as he takes your iniquity upon himself. Right? Okay, so I just wanted to make sure you understood the imputed righteousness of Christ, because without it, you are going to stand before a God that is going to be filled with wrath against you and what you fail to repent for. And it works two different ways, friends, but we'll talk about that on a different day. I want to bring this video over to you right now in audio. This is a guy that is highlighting the fact that there's flyers all over the streets. And this is one of those particular cities that was just protested by these mysterious protesters, and only to find out, well, you know what, without further ado, let me go ahead and play it for you.
Was all a part of the script?
All a part of the script, as he said. Somebody stops over and grabs one of these pieces of paper that's scattered all over the city streets. It's not shocking, not if you're at the end aim of these people. Okay, it says what to do. Yep, it says what to do in a riot. They're told, they're being coached as they're being paid, as they're being bussed into cities to create all of this domestic insurrection on the behalf of corruption in the halls of government and the mainstream media and foreign agencies within America. They're told to turn their phones off. They're told to hide their identities. That's why they're wearing masks. And they're also told to prepare for tear gas. Okay? Again, friends, and then on the back it says, of this paper, it says, don't get caught. Don't get caught, because if you get caught, we're just going to basically separate ourselves from you. There's no alliance there. We're not going to avow that we have any relation with you at all. We're going to disavow you. Okay? Again, Americans, this is what's all over the streets in the cities throughout the United States when you're seeing these alleged protests taking place. They're paid provocateurs. They're bussed in. And finally, friends, they're coached throughout the process as to what they're supposed to do. I know, people are going to listen to what Bradley's trying to tell them after the fact. Just like many defectors from other countries that come into America and they seek out asylum here in America. And when they get here, they're trying to warn the people of this country that they've seen this pre-communist days or pre-totalitarian government days in their prospective countries. Let me tell you, Americans, something. That's why they fled their countries and sought asylum in America in the first place. So once they seek asylum in America, they begin to warn the American people as to what it looks like when they see the earmarks of a totalitarian system of government. Oh, you're America. If you look in the Old Testament, you'll see that people from other countries were sent into the Israel of God to warn them of what's coming their way because they wouldn't listen to their own prophets. Remember, a prophet is without honor in his own country. Yep, the Lord's even sending foreign people into your country right now, trying to wake you up as to what's going on, friends. Again, I want you to remember, they left their totalitarian system of government, their dictatorships. They left their tyrannical countries to come to America in hopes that the American people will understand that it's happening to them. You can go back to the old adage, friends, of the frog boiling in the pot. My goodness, friends, you're beyond boiled. You've been dead over and over and over again. Let me put it a different way. There's no more road to kick the can down. Your backs are up against the wall. It's not today's the day for you to go ahead and move. No, you should have been moving a long time ago. And there are people on the horizon that have been doing their best to warn the American people as to who's behind much of this domestic terrorism that's been going on in this country. I'll end the show with this. And I've given you the definition of this word time and time again. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said long ago, he said, if terrorism ever comes into this country, Americans, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Did you hear what I said? He said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, I want to give you this definition so you can listen to me carefully. Terrorism, in Oxford's original English dictionary, the word means government by intimidation. Isn't it interesting? The government commits the crime, and I'm talking about corruption, not good government. They commit the crime, and then they accuse others of what they're guilty of doing. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security, who was busted time and time again, alluring terrorists into our country. Who have they labeled terrorists? Americans, patriots, and or Christians. As a matter of fact, they've given you 72 definitions of it. Americans, they're not taking responsibility. They're doing their best to distract you from the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Adolf Hitler said of the word terrorism, red, and by the way, Red Terror, Joseph Stalin was called the Red Terror. He was always using terrorism to bring forth his political means, his ends, his means to an end. Adolf Hitler said this in ending, and I want you to listen carefully. He said that terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives the people harder than a fear of sudden death. You better understand who the terrorists are in this country, friends, while you still have time to do so, because there's a lot of people trying to wake you up to the fact of who they really are. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.